to be a familiar sight after these games.
Yep.
That's good.
I never heard you lead cheers before in a post-game interview.
Oh,
is that planned?
I always wanted to as a kid. Like, for the longest I could remember, I was, you know, I'd just tell my dad, tell him to pick me because I wanted to do it. So I knew that once I got, if I ever got an interview like that, I was going to do it. Take that off the bucket list.
Well, that was a game worth shouting about. An emotional game with a ton of elements. And you came through really when the team needed you. You know, is it just the right place, right time for you? Where someone, you all felt like you had to step up?
Yeah, well, it was just sticking to the coach's game plan, right? Like, we have a game plan, and it was just my time to shoot, I guess. I was just in the right spot at the right time, and, you know, like, my teammates there, they just, you know, give me the ball and found me open and made great passes, so it is. Do what I do and shoot and score.
Seems like you like to feed off the crowd. These last two home games, you really score some opportune goals, fired up the crowd, but it seems like it really feeds you guys too.
Yeah, well, me personally, it's like that's one of my top five favorite things is to play in front of the, you know, Bandit Land. It's it's awesome. It's always been it's a dream come true every time I get here.
And you get to turn around and do it all again tomorrow, but in a different arena.
Yeah, it's going to be tough, but we just got to keep working hard. We got to work harder than them, and we got to play smarter than them, and be ready for even a harder game for tomorrow.
Is this the type of game, Alex, that you guys can really feed off of? Troy said it was the most emotional and maybe a best game in some ways the team's played in a year and a half. A building block, if you will, from here on in, especially beating Toronto. You've obviously had trouble with Toronto Reds after the whole season.
Yeah, it is. It's this was a big game. You know, every game is big, but, you know, this one was a division game. So we had a lot of you know, fire built up from losing to them. So tonight we knew we had to, you know, make a statement that we're, you know, we're the real deal, and, you know, we ain't going anywhere. Win.
Not a place in the game of lacrosse, but what did you think and what did you see when Dan Smith got back to break up the breakaway that could have been a big goal for Toronto?
Oh, geez, you know, it was just, you know, it was really a roller coaster this whole game, so I was up and down, and, you know, it was exciting, and like, I'm just glad that the guys really stuck together, and, you know, the coaches, and it's awesome because, you know, that's what we needed to win, really.
Did you feel you deserved the 5-minute penalty?
Yeah. I, you know, at the time I didn't because I was getting hit like that, and, you know, I was getting high hits out there, and, you know, I guess you could call them cheap shots, but, you know, I guess, you know, that's lacrosse right now. And I just lost my temper, and I think I punched him in the face. I didn't high stick him, I punched him. You know, I didn't. I just lost my cool, so I need to be a lot smarter than that. You know, I'm going to be now that I know.
Was that a motivation for you, Alex, in the fourth quarter when you went on your natural hat trick and, you know, the run there to make up for that?
Yeah, I was really down because I knew that, you know, they got to have one of the best power play units right now. And I just knew that I was like, I can't get penalties. So when I got a penalty, I was like, oh, they're going to score. You watch. And I guess what I was thinking in my head. So once they scored, I knew, well, now I have to play harder and be ready for the next shift. And just kept doing that.
Okay. Thank you.